This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, renovations begin at Kensington Oval ahead of the T20 World Cup. Discussions underway with the Ministry of Education and other officials to address environmental issues affecting St. Bartholomew School. Former head of the BCCI wants a regional approach to address the high cost of freighting in the Caribbean. And the CDB president is in an ongoing administrative process, but the bank is silent on reports regarding senior officials being sent on leave. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Renovations at Kensington Oval have started ahead of the T20 World Cup. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced earlier this year that 9 matches of the International Cricket Council ICC T20 World Cup, including the finals, will be hosted here. Speaking during a media briefing, Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the event, Noel Lynch, explained that only half of the $50 million obtained will be used for the refurbishment of Kensington Oval.
The $50 million is not for Kensington Oval. Half of that money, as I explained, is going into the refurbishment of Kensington Oval. $50 million is going in, $25 million into Kensington Oval. And if you see the activity that's going on there, it's already, we are very much in the throes of refurbishing Kensington Oval to make it pristine for this World Cup. Another portion of that money is also going for the issue of being able to build out the indoor facility at Kensington Oval for cricket for the future, to be able to expand the past. There are other areas to in and around Barbados that are being spruced up for the World Cup. There are 3 other venues that are being worked upon.
He added that plans are underway for Kensington Oval to become a global event hub.
It's a matter of going after the events. And once we create this major event hub, and we show that Barbados can host major events, we are going to actively engage in terms of seeking to bring major events to Barbados. My vision is that we should have a major event here, say, every quarter of the year. There are lots of global events that go begging, and Barbados is a tourism-led jurisdiction. And one of the legacies of this World Cup must be that Kensington Oval becomes this major event hub, that Barbados becomes a place where people believe and people are sure and people have seen that you can host major global events.
As chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the 2024 ICC T20 Men's World Cup, Noel Lynch. The Ministry of Education says it will be working to find a solution to issues affecting the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The Parish Land Christ Church institution had to be closed yesterday after smoke from the incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport disrupted classes, eventually forcing its closure. Students and teachers will not be at the facility today as they will be headed over to Coverley Christ Church for Sports Day. Communications consultant with the ministry, Gaynell Marshall, says that in the meantime, officials will seek to discuss the best way forward.
A representative from the Ministry of Education was on site at the St. Bartholomew Primary School collating information on the ongoing issue. School meals had already been delivered and consumed, and therefore it was decided at that time that students, teachers, and staff alike could go home for the remainder of the day. In the meantime, ministry officials, as well as all other parties, will be in conversation to come up with a swift, healthy, and safe solution for the students, teachers, and staff at the St. Bartholomew Primary School.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, hopes that the issues will be quickly resolved as teachers continue to be affected.
We cannot ask our members in good faith to go into an environment that is making them sick. We will not be doing that. This is years that this issue has been affecting the school. Several teachers have become ill as a result. Several teachers are now experiencing severe illness as a result of the inhalation of the smoke. Some teachers were transferred out of the school, and the teachers that recently came to the school are experiencing the same ill effects as those persons who were transferred out of the school. So there's one common factor here in all of this, and that's the incinerator at the airport. So we are hopeful that something can be done to reduce, alleviate the impact that is being experienced by the occupants at the school.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Former head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, wants the region to work together to address the challenge of high freighting costs. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced earlier this year that container-related port charges will be reduced by 7.5%, stating that Consumers should also benefit from the reductions. However, Mr. Branker said that freighting costs need to be addressed for that to happen.
What the Prime Minister did not speak to was the fact that a major component of the cost of goods to containers coming into Barbados is the actual freight. So when the port decided to take on the stevedoring, they asked the U.S. South Florida Shipping Lines to take out the stevedoring fee from their freight costs, which they, some of them did. But after that, we have had subsequent increases that have nullified the withdrawal of that stevedoring fee because there are surcharges that go on from time to time. And therefore, the net effect with increases in freight, basically, there's nothing to pass on.
He believes there needs to be a regional approach to minimize the cost of shipping in the Caribbean.
Port fees is only one component of what impacts the cost of products in Barbados. The first cost and the freight cost are the components that really impact the duties that are levied on goods brought into Barbados. So I think that it has to be a discussion at the regional level, the senior government level, in terms of how do we rally together to see if we can influence the cost of shipping into the islands.
That's former head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker. Pharmacist and owner of top-tier pharmacy, Ajua Phillips, says she has seen a significant increase in the number of people requesting medication for various respiratory illnesses. Mrs. Phillips tells Starcom Network News there's currently no shortage of medications for these illnesses, despite the significant increase being reported. Her comments came following the grand opening of the pharmacy.
I am seeing an increase in respiratory infections. At present, the medication for respiratory illnesses are available. They are available. There's no shortage now. At that point, there was a shortage of Brohex and the Bromhexine. These are the generic replacements for Bisolvan. But at present, those are available. And the other medications for respiratory illnesses, they're available. There is no shortage on those. Always walk with their asthma inhalers to prevent the respiratory illnesses from occurring or from developing and getting worse. Use your immune boosters and keep your immune system up.
As pharmacist and owner of top-tier pharmacy, Ajua Phillips. And the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, has acknowledged an ongoing administrative process involving its president, Dr. Hyginus Jean Leon, but remained silent on reports that senior officials of the region's premier financial institution had been sent on administrative leave. Regional media outlets had reported that reliable sources indicated that senior officials of the CDB had been sent on leave. However, the bank has since released a statement acknowledging the ongoing administrative process, but stated that it will not be making any further comments on the internal matter at this time. The statement followed announcements by the bank on Wednesday that its annual press conference that was slated for January 23rd would now be held on February 20th. And finally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has told the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza comes to an end. In a news conference, Mr. Netanyahu vowed to press on with the offensive in Gaza until complete victory, the destruction of Hamas, and the return of the remaining Israeli hostages. He added that it could take many more months. Recapping the headlines. Renovations begin at Kensington Oval ahead of the T20 World Cup. Discussions underway with the Ministry of Education and other officials to address environmental issues affecting St. Bartholomew School. Former head of the BCCI wants a regional approach to address the high cost of freighting in the Caribbean. And the CDB president is in an ongoing administrative process, but the bank is silent on reports regarding senior officials being sent on leave. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.